Hi guys, my name's Lydia Flavelle from Fly FM and you are listening to Fly FM Curates Slam Dunk Festival. Myself and my friend Jen Thomas popped down to Slam Dunk Festival, so go and check out the best that alternative and pop punk has to offer. From up-and-coming bands like Vukovi to the veteran performers like Bowling for Soup and Enter Shikari, who were actually celebrating 10 years of their album Take to the Skies, there really was something for everyone that weekend. We had the chance to chat with some of the bands performing at the festival before and after their performances to find out how they were feeling about the weekend ahead, the songs they loved to play, amongst other things. So stay tuned to find out what they had to say. But first, we sat down with Cody from the band Set It Off. Now, let me tell you, these guys know how to work a crowd. If you're a fan of pop punk meets synth pop and 90s music, then these guys are for you. All the way from Florida, they performed right after they had finished their UK tour, and they were certainly looking forward to the rest of the festival dates. This is what they had to say.
I'm here with Cody from Set It Off. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm fine. First day of the Slam Dunk Festival.
Yes, day one.
Are you excited about the next few days?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm really, really, really excited. We were here 2 years ago at the time of our lives, and we have so many friends here, so I'm excited to see everybody and hang out. So I'm really pumped.
So a little bit more about you guys. So for those who haven't heard of your band before, how would you describe yourselves?
Oh, God, how would I describe ourselves? We like to have fun. Live set, we try to literally expel any bit of energy we've ever had, ever. And then as far as sonically, really fun music, pop, rock, influenced by a lot of 90s influences as well as current, whether you want to talk about Destiny's Child, NSYNC, or Fall Out Boy Panic, whether you want to, it's crazy. Just give it a listen. Even rap.
Your style's quite eclectic as well. Like, you use a lot of kind of pop punk, and then there's a bit of synth and stuff like that. So where did you get your inspiration from that?
God, like everything. Like, I know it sounds like such a vague answer, so I'm going to dive in a little bit more. But, basically, when I was growing up, anything my sister listened to, I listened to. So, and then I eventually gained my own song, like music identity. So before it was like I said, like Destiny's Child, TLC, Usher, NSYNC. Yeah, NSYNC was like my choice at first, and then I found Fall Out Boy by watching like an MTV thing, and then Newfound Glory got me out of a lot of like relationship troubles. Real Big Fish. I was into a lot of ska music, and I got into like nu metal, and then my dad listened to Earth, Wind & Fire and Stevie Wonder and Tower of Power. I mean, it's literally across the board. So, but I loved all those bands and all that music. So before, we didn't know how to hone all of that. We were like, we're this style, like this version of pop punk, and then we're this style of like eerie pop rock. And then duality was like our finding ourselves to like, oh God, we can write this style of music by using all these influences. And Upside Down was just like, no rules, let's write whatever comes into our brain, and it's the most fun I've ever had in the studio.
I was just going to ask you as well, because Upside Down's quite a bit lighter than your previous records.
Yeah.
And so, why did you choose to go down that route?
I mean, I think a lot of time lyrically and sonically, the vibe of it all will come down to my mood. And it was in a really happy place. And so there's a lot of, I heard that a lot. People were like, you sound really happy on this record. And what's weird is I feel like people like me more when I'm angry. So I don't know if it's a good thing if I'm happy. So I'll have to find some really dark people to get me. Unless you listen to Hypnotize. That's like all the anger spread out into one song concentrated. It's a really happier, brighter album. There's a song that could have been dark that turned really happy, and that's Life Afraid.
Yeah.
And that was about the Paris attacks. It was written the day of that went down, because the first European UK tour we ever did ended in Paris at Le Bataclan. So that venue holds a really firm place in my heart. So when it was all going down, it was so terrifying, because I know that venue like the back of my hand right now. Like, I remember going there and leaving and exploring it. So we played it, obviously. We just played Manchester 2 days after the events took place, that the attacks went down. And it finally put meaning to the song. Now, obviously, it should have a dark meaning, but we wanted it to be like a celebration of life, of not letting those things affect you. So I'm sorry I've gone down like a rabbit hole, but yeah, like it was a way more brighter record, just because that's how I felt at that time.
Absolutely. Now, I have to ask, we love your video on YouTube of your Jason Derulo.
Thank you. I have to explain how that happened. So initially, the bridge was going to be just me singing what 2 Chainz did in the bridge with his rap verse. And it was like, kind of whatever. And then me and my friend Marshall, who some people know, Marshall Traver, and my friend Andrew Cram, we were just laughing about, like, what if it was just like a total, like a terrible rap. Just like, just the worst thing you could imagine. So that night, me and my friend Marshall went to a bar, and we had some drinks. and we came back, and we're like, dude, let's just write this and see what happens. And so he helped me with writing this, and he's the one that said on a boat ride, and I was just in tears. I was like, I want to take them out, and he goes like, on a boat ride. And I was like, who says on a boat ride? Like, no one, that doesn't even come into anyone's conversation. Like, I want to take you on a boat ride. Like, it just seems so weird. And then I got this image of, like, my friend Freddie, who did my videos at the time when I lived in Florida. I was like, dude, I want to do this, and I want you to just put, a boat just in my pool. And really small, so, like, it makes no sense at all. Because we wanted it to, because the whole beginning sets it up to be like, oh, this is so serious and seductive. And then we go to me as a total nerd, just rapping about, like, women are cool. And, like, it was a lot of fun. I think that's why that got so many views, is just because it came out of left field for a lot of people, so it was a good time. I'm glad you guys like it. Yeah. To this day, I get requests to do videos that shows me going on a boat ride.
Awesome. So I was just going to ask, are you going to be playing that tonight, or like, what are people expecting?
I try to make the personal YouTube channel separate from the band.
Absolutely,
so probably, so we're not probably, we're definitely not playing it tonight. But I do intend to do more covers on my YouTube channel. I just bought a new camera. I've really slacked off. I have no excuse other than, like, I work on the band a lot, and it's kind of hard to find the time to do it, but I need to force myself to find the time to do it. So I've been kind of beating myself up over it, so I expect some videos to come back soon.
So what can crowds expect from your set later on tonight?
God, if you want to forget everything, any bad thing that's been going on in your week, just come to the show. Like, I really mean that. Like, we put our all into every show. If there's five kids, luckily we haven't had to deal with five kids at a show in a long time. Yeah, but no matter how many people are there, we're going to give you every bit of energy we have. That's why we chose that band name, Set It Off, because we're going to set it off every time we go on that stage. Cliche or not, we're going to give you our all, and I think that you'll notice it, and you'll be able to escape any trial or tribulation through it.
Awesome. What are some of your favorite songs to perform live?
Oh, God. Hypnotize now. Any angry song is fun because it's never appropriate to yell cuss words as loud as you can unless you're at a show. So that's definitely a fun one for me. I think Diamond Girl is a lot of fun. It's a little different. Kind of like more 70s meets current pop rock, like with the horns and stuff. And kind of Michael Jackson-y too, like 80s. So that's a lot of fun. Something New is a lot of fun because I get the crowd singing this part. It goes ba-da-ba-ba-da. And they all sing it. It's so great. It's hard to pick one. But I'll go with those three for now.
Cody from Set It Off there, and honestly, he was just as enthusiastic on stage as he was in that interview. Definitely go and check them out. If Fall Out Boy meets NSYNC, sounds appealing. Next up was Seaway from Canada. We spoke to Andrew and Ryan from the band about their music and about their new album release, which is due in September. This is their third performance at Slam Dunk, and it's fair to say they were looking forward to their set.
Hi, I'm Andrew. I'm Ryan, and we play in Seaway.
First day at the Slam Dunk Festival. Are you excited about the next few days?
Super excited, yeah. It's one of our favorite festivals to play. Probably our favorite festival to play, so yeah, we're really excited.
For those who haven't heard of you guys before, how would you describe your music?
It's like punk rock, pop punk, fun, energetic.
Yeah.
Wow. Happy, fun time. Happy fun time. That's a good one.
You're not going to be sad if you come to Seaway.
No, really not. Unless you really hate us.
Yeah. When you say pop punk and stuff like that, where do you guys kind of get your inspiration from, really, to kind of make it your own?
I think our last record was very heavily influenced by, like, early 2000s, like Blink, Sum 41, yeah. Starting Line, that kind of stuff.
In America, you've got things like the Warped Tour, which is a huge traveling festival. So what differences are there for you in doing these ones in the UK that are all obviously a lot smaller, as opposed to when you go to do Warped, you're gone for a couple of months, aren't you?
I enjoy this a lot more just because it's, like you said, 3 days. So it's like everyone comes and parties for 3 days and you get to hang out. It's a lot less draining, obviously, than Warped Tour. And I also feel like the crowds are, I mean, some of the Warped Tour crowds are crazy, but Slam Dunk is always just insane, so.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like, so you feel like you're part of a real community.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And pop punk and stuff, do you feel that as well when you're on stage?
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Everyone's here to come see the same bands, and it's really fun. And like you were saying before, like, compared to Warped Tour, like, here, all the bands hang out in the same, like, green rooms and stuff, and it's really cool just, like, hang out with everyone, meet new people, and whereas Warped Tour, you're just, everyone's hanging out in their buses.
You're out in the sun in the morning, and then you just get tired and, like, chill out in the bus in the afternoon kind of thing, you know? It's nice to just, you know, kick it with everyone here.
Definitely. So what can crowds expect from your set later on?
Hope it's good.
Hopefully a lot of movement. Yeah. A lot of singing along.
We'll be having a good time for sure. So we haven't really, we just recorded a new record, so we haven't been playing any shows. So this will be fun.
To get out and play the new stuff.
Yeah. Well, we're not playing any of the new stuff now.
No, you're holding it back. You're playing the old favorites.
Yeah. Well, like we just finished last week. So.
So no sneak peeks then.
No.
Have you got any idea when that'll be coming out?
Or? Probably September. Yeah, early September. Yeah.
So what, aside from your new record, what other songs do you love performing live? Or is there any that get a good reaction from other
Airhead, we have a song called Airhead that I really like playing.
Best Mistake is always really good, especially out here.
Yeah.
Do you have any hints or tips for fans and the crowds like for preparing for the festival season at all? From your experience,
I guess. I mean, in the States, I would say like bring water and sunscreen.
Yeah, true.
I think we're good. Yeah.
Listen to like a bunch of the bands that you don't know before. You know? Because I feel like a lot of the time, and like when we played Warped Tour, and just like when we're playing, you know, opening for other bands, a lot of the time people will come and say, "Oh, I wish I knew your songs before. Like you guys were so good, but I hadn't heard you guys before." And so I think, I guess one tip would be like look at a bunch of the bands, listen to a few songs, so maybe you like know a bit of them coming into it and not just like.
But also watch new bands at the festival.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
It was so great to catch up with the Seaway guys there. We're really looking forward to hearing their new stuff. Now on to Counterfeit. These guys from London are really making a name for themselves in the pop punk scene. Their latest album, Together We Are Stronger, is definitely one to check out if you haven't heard of them. They absolutely fired up the Impericon stage at the NEC. Of course, we can't forget those circle pits that broke out. Anyway, we caught up with them before their set to see how they were feeling about their performance and the meaning behind some of their tracks.
So I'm here with Counterfeit. Hi guys, how you doing?
Very well.
Great, if you don't mind just introducing yourselves for us. So we'll start from around here.
I'm Roland.
I'm Sam.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Jimmy.
Lovely, thanks guys. So, first slam dunk today. Are you looking forward to the weekend?
Absolutely, yeah. We literally got here about half an hour ago and we just managed to catch some friends of ours playing a set here, Decade. So, we're pumped, you know, it's full of amazing bands and stuff.
Amazing. So, of course, for people who maybe haven't heard of your band before, how would you describe yourself?
Erratic, energetic, crazy,
sweaty,
raw, yeah, loud.
I do like to climb. I haven't scoped out the stage very well yet. I sort of looked at it and I was like, okay, cool, I'll be around.
So the crowd can expect quite a crazy show tonight, or are you just,
I think so. We're going to go out there and do our thing. I think that's, you know, ultimately what we're about is, you know, we go out there and we'll play every show like it's our last, you know. I think that that's kind of how we play, and it's not a choice, actually, if I'm being honest. It kind of just happens, really.
Slips out.
One of your songs you've got, I know, was about the terror attacks, you say, like those C words, etc. So in light of what's happened in Manchester, do you feel that it's something that you're going to keep playing? Do you think it's something that you'll miss out potentially because of it? Or do you think it's something that needs to be played because of that?
I wouldn't ever say that like it needed to be played. The message behind it is kind of, I suppose, is very obvious. And in light of recent events, it's going to mean... We rehearsed it 2 days ago and I was nearly in tears when we were rehearsing it. So to be given the opportunity to share that with people who feel the same way is like an absolute honor. So we're going to continue to play it and we're going to continue to spread that message as much as we possibly can do.
Absolutely. And with your set tonight, obviously playing that track, and also ones from your new album, Together We Are Stronger as well. What's the reaction been like from that so far? Has that been good?
From being out on the road, the reaction's been amazing. And from the reaction from the record as well, it's been overwhelmingly positive, I think. We constantly try, I think, to stay away as much as possible from reviews and stuff, just purely because for every good one, there's going to be a bad one. And you know, the bad ones knock you back two steps and the good ones push you forward one, right? The reaction from the fans has been incredible. The reaction from live has been amazing. You know, we're a band at the end of the day, and we're just stoked to go out there and play music. Like, I know it sounds cheesy and I know it sounds corny, but that's what we do, and like, it's an incredible opportunity.
Awesome. And now we're kind of
starting the festival season now, so obviously we've got tonight. How is it, because you just come off your UK tour as well and other tours, how's that going to differ? Is your performance going to change at all from that, or are you just going to bring in the vibes?
No, I think like, you know, it's different when you go and do your headline tour. We're playing to our fans, like we're here. First run of like major festivals we're doing, you know, it's like an opportunity to get in front of new people, win people over. You know, we're not going to do anything different from the live show, but it's, you know, there's the pressure, you know, the pressure that we put on ourselves.
It always gets you to push yourself harder, I think, to get people to, you know, to get going.
I think as a band, what we try and do is, it doesn't matter what environment we're in or wherever we put, we just try to push ourselves, just make every show better than the last, and that's, you know, that's the best.
I think the show is like, is what I would describe as reactive. We try and, like, I suppose a lot of what we do could be conceived as sort of thought out or planned in some way, shape or form, and actually what we do is, if we get into a space and it's totally different from the night before, well then we react differently to it, you know, and that's what we like, and that's where we thrive. I tend to enjoy a bit more of a battle. I do, and it's like, and that's exciting for me. Someone asked me last night if I come off stage and I feel like elated, and if I feel, you know, just like super pumped up, and I'm like, I come off stage and I feel like I want to die. Like, I come on stage and I feel like I need to throw up. If I don't feel like that, I haven't done my job, you know? So, reactive. We're reactive.
That's how we like to get in the middle of the crowd. Like, you go in, you then drag Sam in as well, and then it's just like trying to get everybody involved. And it's quite funny, you watch people that step back, and then they've got the others that want to come in and get involved as well. So, when you go out in the crowd, do you ever remember where you think, I should not have done that?
Yeah, Rose Rock, yes. Recently. I went out in the crowd with a guitar wired in, as did Sam.
Yeah.
Circle pit started, bad vibes.
I was dragged along backwards, yeah, pretty much. Not on the floor, but my cable got caught. And it was just going like this. I had to abandon my cable. I let it go. I lost it that day.
My guitar jack's bent. Yeah. And, you know, consequently, I've now gone and bought myself a wireless kit. Not the coolest thing in the world, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to be spending £1 million on guitars over the next, you know, 3 months.
So you don't need to keep replenishing your instruments all the time.
Exactly, yeah.
What are some of your favourite songs to perform live? What are you looking forward to performing tonight?
I'm looking forward to playing Washed Out. It's always a goer. The early stuff as well, Come Get Some, so, like, it's always fun to play live for us as well.
Addiction's fun.
Yeah,
you can't rely on, like,
the whole set. It's all amazing.
Yeah. I look forward to just playing the next song normally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The silence at the end.
And I'll let you go off in a second, but just my final question. I've been asking all the bands this today. In the most PG way possible, how do you prepare for a festival? And do you have any advice on how to prepare for festivals with bands?
Take very, very little things with you. I would say, I mean, this is the way that I do it. I try to bring barely anything, pretty much.
Try to take barely anything anywhere. You end up losing it.
You end up with barely anything. Try and rent the correct van as well, which didn't happen this time. So next time we'll be renting the right one. That wasn't our fault, I must say. I won't name the company, but...
Tristan bad-mouthing.
Apparently we're eight people, not nine people.
Wow, look at that. That's a strongly worded email going someone's way.
Thanks for that, guys. Let's hope that van issue got resolved quickly. And finally, we got to chat with Janine and Colin from Vukovi after their show. These guys were one of the first bands to play on the very first rock sound stage at Slam Dunk Festival, and it was their first time performing at the festival in general. Well, a lot of firsts for these guys. They hail from Scotland, and they are definitely ones to look out for if you're looking for a new pop-punk band to add to your playlists. They've honestly got some of the catchiest lyrics around at the moment, and it was clear when we spoke to them that they were still on a high after their set.
I'm here with Vukovi. Do you want to introduce yourself, guys?
Hi, my name's Janine and I sing and record.
I play the sing.
Yeah, I'm Colin and I play drums.
Lovely to meet you guys. So you were one of the first bands to play on the Rock Sound stage. How does that feel?
Is this the first year they've had a Rock Sound?
The first year they've had the Rock Sound.
Oh, is it?
See, I didn't know that. I think it's the first Rock Sound stage.
Because we've never been to Slam Dunk before, yeah. So it was all very new to us.
Is it hard how was your first time performing on that stage?
It was amazing.
Good.
I think this is the only one that's outside as well. Like, I think the rest is venues for us. So, like, having played an outside stage as well was, like, super fun. Crowd was great, man. Like,
I think, like, about 10, 15 minutes before we went on, there was about 5 people.
Yeah,
in the
we looked over and it was, like, 5 people.
So I was like, oh, but honestly, so
it just
genuinely.
It got busier and busier and busier.
Overwhelmed. Like, yeah. And the first, I've never done it before, but I got everyone to sit down and stand up. And see that way when it's like, I've never really done it.
That was not planned.
No, it wasn't. And then I was like, this can either go so bad, so good. And then in a way I'm like, oh my god, I can't remember when the music kicks in again. And I'm like, right, keep sitting down. Keep sitting down, guys.
And then the song ends and you're like, oh god.
I'm like, okay, and she's like,
I think last time I spoke to you, it was all very quiet whether or not you were going to be playing here. You hadn't really announced it yet. Keeping it secret.
There was like a tour with like convenient gaps in the tour. Yeah.
He's playing stand up? No, I told you that.
Maybe.
How would you describe your music?
Riff pop. I would say riff pop.
That's what I was like. Riffy pop.
Because like Hamish, our guitarist, is like, he's into like Rage Against the Machine and all that stuff. And like, and then with like Janine's vocals over it, it's like totally different sounding. Riff pop.
You've been on the cover of Kerrang, haven't you? So congratulations.
Oh, man.
What was that?
That
like?
Was a bucket list for me. That was literally the top of my bucket list. So I need to think of a new one now.
Has your mum bought loads of copies of it?
Do you know what? No.
No, Rosie definitely has.
No, my mum, she bought 2. I think she gave one to my aunt. But no, man, I think my granddad has it on his fridge. But I had to block, I mean, he followed me on Twitter. My granddad's like 80-odd, right? My dad's dad. And he has like Twitter and all that. Right? But so he followed me on Twitter and I had to block him because I was like, I don't know. Because I was like, I cannot have him see my language and my f***ing this all the time. He's like so proper for him.
I thought you meant he was like pure like fanboy.
No, I'm like, off granddad. No, he's like proper, like he creeps me on Facebook and I'm like, no, can't he thinks I'm an angel. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to ruin anything for him.
Of course, like your song Weirdo, which I love, by the way, it's one of my favourites. People have said that the lyrics kind of make you feel a bit more confident about them. Like, is that something that you want to put across in your music?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I don't know if I've seen this earlier, but like with the clothing stuff I'm doing just now, Bitchcraft, I designed like the t-shirt in the video, bright luminous colour, weird on the front. Couldn't believe I've seen like about 3 or 4 people wearing them today. But the thing I love about it is like the most loudest, boldest t-shirt with a weirdo on the front, and I've seen guys and girls wearing it, and that's what I want. I'm like, stand out. Don't give a sh-. Don't try and blend in. So it's definitely the message there.
Absolutely. And because I caught the first little bit of your set and I loved it. Like, you guys are awesome. So what from this one, especially looking on to the rest of the weekend, like, are you looking forward to the crowds and stuff? Like, what was their reaction today?
Reaction today was weirdly amazing. Like, we watched, like, it was just kind of, we didn't expect it at all. Like, didn't expect it like whatsoever. Going up at the start, we're always like kind of, we try not to show it, but every time like you're like playing a stage or something, you always look before it and see like how busy it is. And if it's quite quiet, you get more nervous. It's weird.
Man.
But obviously you wanted to be busy in that, but yeah, it got busier and busier for the show. So
I think as well, like, because that wasn't our own show, it's a festival, so you're getting fans, you're getting new people, you're getting passers-bys. But see, honestly, in the crowd, I could not believe the amount of people singing every single word. And that, for me, that moment, I was like, this album has done something. It must have done something for us.
Seeing the crowd today gives us more confidence to come back and play like headline shows like near here. It was amazing.
Blows my mind. Like, just, and then it's like you get like, and I think our fans are so diverse. You get the young girls with the glitter and the fact that they just want to have a nice time and sing along. Then you get the big beard guys and that. So it's like,
but then older couples coming along and stuff. Like, we're talking to a couple today.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, it's so diverse. Like, and then seeing like all these different types of people that have probably not a lot in common apart from maybe the music. I just, that I love, like, special scene, like, big bearded tattoo guys that's singing along, like, you weirdo,
no, it's just great to see, like, your fan base out there.
I know, it's like, I'm kind of starting out, like, I don't know, it just feels good.
Is there anyone that you're particularly excited about getting a chance to see later?
Like, one of my mates is here that I've not seen in years, so I'm going to catch a couple of bands with him, Death of Anna and Goldfinger as well, maybe. Yeah. I think Goldfinger's, like, right after we finish up here, so, like, we might go see them and Death of Anna and Cash Don Broco as well.
Strafe in the Path.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're on quite soon.
No, they're on at, like, 7 or
are
something.
Are they? Right, so we've got time.
Straight in the Path, Don Broco.
We've got 3 days here, got as well, so we can see them all, you know.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a fangirl of them. I love their, just, I just like their whole image.
And seeing all these bands here as well, it must be so, like, inspirational for you guys, like, building up in kind of, like, the music industry and stuff like that.
It definitely does, like, I don't
it's
know.
It's intimidating hanging around, like, depressing area. When you look over and you're like, oh my god, like, I'm such a big fan of theirs, and you're like, just, play cool, play cool.
No, I know, it is. I think there's that thing, when you turn up, like, I was feeling a bit intimidated, and I was like, oh man. It's like, I don't know, I just get so nervous, and then it's like, oh, no one will know who we are, and do you know, the usual. And then when you see that crowd and people, and they came to see you, you were clashing with so many amazing bands, just puts you on a pure high. I think after seeing the crowd today and the reception that we got, like, someone got me a present, like, left it in the van, and, like, this guy, this honestly,
oh,
right? No, honestly, man, like, I wish I brought them. I think I put them in the bag, right? This guy was in the crowd, right, and it was a big mosh pit, and the guy, like, dicked it, disappeared, and I'm like, I'm still singing along, like, I hope he's all right. The next thing, like, jumps up, right, and his sunglasses had, like, one out and one on, so, but then he's like, yeah! But honestly, man, I actually couldn't think for laughing. Like, so he gave me the glasses. They gave after the show. He seen me laughing.
I think it's fair to say that thousands of pop punk and rock fans have pretty much descended on the NEC today. There are so many stages on offer with all sorts of bands playing throughout the day. I'm standing next to the Impericon stage at the back of the Genting Arena where Counterfeit are currently playing. We had a chat with them earlier. We've walked through all sorts of stages, both inside and outside, from the Jägermeister stage where Enter Shikari and Don Broco are headlining later, to the very first stage sponsored by Rocksound magazine, which will see the likes of Vekovi and Area 11 later on. The atmosphere here is amazing. There's so much going on. There's practically a different band wherever you go. It's really getting everyone into the spirit today.